Biggest play from the Steelers 26-18 win. Donnie, let's start with mine.
The two big pass rushers, Highsmith and TJ Watt, are on the sideline right now on 2nd and 10. Pressure, passes high, and intercepted by Beanie Bishop. The rookie with two against the Jets, and now one against the Giants.
Deja vu. Beanie Bishop seals it again with an interception. I mean, it's would have been even worse than the Dallas game and even worse than the Colts game if this defense had choked in the fourth quarter for the third time this year. And it looked like that might happen. Great job by Brian Daboll. I don't say that a lot, but he took a purposeful penalty with 12 men on the field to manipulate the clock, take what was, a second and short, turn it into an automatic first down.
Correct.
And then he ended up getting the ball back at the two-minute warning or right after the two-minute warning because of that.
Mm-hmm.
Guy Fair caught the ball at like the 6 or 7 yard line, and yet there were the Giants at the Steelers' 35-yard line moving up and down the field on him when Daniel Jones just got hit, threw it over Devin Singletary's head. Ball, I think, ricocheted off of Joey Porter Jr. And corners play corner and not wide receiver for a reason, usually because they can't catch the ball. It's hard for receivers to catch the ball off deflections, and yet Beanie Bishop did there again. I think the guy, other than just the splash plays, has actually played pretty well overall the last couple of weeks. And yet guys like Jerry Dulac are saying that the Steelers cannot wait to get Cam Sutton back.
Mike Tomlin does love veterans.
Yeah, and it worked with Russell Wilson over Justin Fields, but, man, I really do not want to take Beanie Bishop off the field for a guy that was one of the worst corners in the NFL last year in Detroit. So,
he's playing the role he probably wasn't supposed to play in Detroit. He wasn't really playing slot corner, if memory serves. He was playing outside. I thought the corner, by the way, if we're just going to keep things on a Deontay Johnson theme, I thought Dante Jackson had a very tough game.
Yeah, that was his worst game, and your boy lit him up. Darius Slayton.
On the touchdown that got called back, not that I would expect too many corners to make a better play, but he got absolutely steamrolled into the end zone on a play that got called back.
That was a Darius Slayton trade for me game.
I mean,
come get me.
Hey, Darius Slayton made me look very smart in that game. He was their most effective receiver, ultimately, even though he did it with fewer targets than
Give Joey
Malik
Porter
Neighbors.
Jr. credit for the job he did on Neighbors last night.
All right, here's mine, Donnie.
From the 29 of the Giants in the shotgun, 3rd and 8 for Wilson, the Pittsburgh quarterback. Arms extended, 5-man rush, shotgun snap, arching spiral pass near side, over the shoulder catch, goal line, touchdown! It's Calvin Austin with his second touchdown tonight! Pass by Russell Wilson, 29-yard arching spiral, and the Steelers build on their lead early in the fourth.
Yeah, I look at that particular, that sequence where you get a punt return touchdown, you force them to punt the ball back to you, and then you march that thing right down the field and score. And I just think that's the indicator for me. And I know that the Giants came right back and scored, and so it didn't put the game away. That was the drive where I thought, man, this feels like a different offense. This feels like a different team. There was a little blood in the water, and here came the Sharks coming for it. And they have – it is a luxury to have Chris Boswell be as automatic as he is because they had a 47-yarder. Now, granted – I think most NFL kickers you'd feel like are making a 47-yarder at least 8 or 9 times out of 10. With Boswell, it feels as close to 10 of 10 as you can get. And that frees you up to throw that ball on 3rd and 8. And so I loved everything about that. They didn't make it easy on themselves in that drive. They had to have some bad down and distances. I think the drive started very early with a Najee Harris 3-yard loss on a pass. But they showed that they can deal with negative plays. I just felt like that was an eye-opener to watch them do that.
Calvin Austin joins Devin Hester and Dez Bryant as guys with touchdown receptions and punt returns for touchdowns. on Monday Night Football. Donnie, your play of the game.
Left-footed punt by New York. Backpedaling and looking into the lights at the 27-yard line. Austin's got it. Runs from the near side of the field to the far. Breaking the tackle 30. Far sideline 40. Far sideline 50. Flag is down. He's on the 40. Got a block 30. Far sideline 20. 10. Chase to the 5. Touchdown on a punt return for the Pittsburgh Steelers. 74-yard return to take the lead late in the third over the Giants.
Harlan is so good.
I know. It was so cool to talk to him yesterday before the game, by the way. That was sweet.
I would tell people, yes, after our show tonight, you want to check that out on the podcast page. It should be up there. He was great.
Donnie, why'd you pick the punt return?
That was the one that I think jolted them a little bit when they were in a lull in the middle of the game. We saw the offense moving. I mean, as you guys talked about for the first half hour now, the offense looking the best that it's looked in 5+ years, like 6 years. In fact, but they were in a point in the game where they needed something just to give them a little bit of a jolt, you know, kind of like one of those little like energy drinks you might get in the afternoon or whatever you want to go to. That's what Calvin Austin was, the special team striking again for Danny Smith. By the way, I'm going to guess that I wasn't the only person who was watching the game and had almost zero reaction to that punt return, because I'm going to guess a lot of people like me saw the flag graphic, heard Joe Buck say flag, and said, well, this is coming back, but it's fun anyway.
Well, I just don't know how there wasn't a flag on Jeremiah Bad Moon Rising for roughing the punter there. I mean, he went right into the plant leg. So
punter didn't sell it. I blame him.
Well, so
I'm serious.
I watched it from the
He's got to sell that.
I watched it from the end zone cam. And
there was none.
As soon as Austin like caught the ball and you can see down the field, the punter is standing there and Moon's the one who's on the ground.
The punter's got to act like he
he's
just
got
accosted.
Like Joe Nedney, even though he was a kicker, should be given classes on this stuff. The punter should have acted like he got shot with a cannonball in his stomach.
I honestly think that's why they didn't call it. And with replay assist now.
It was a blatant penalty there. Like, it should have been called.
I know, but you've got to.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
The punter needs to have some showmanship there to make sure that that happens.
That's not the time to be the tough guy who doesn't go down when he gets hit.
Danny Smith has reached Dick LeBeau status here as far as reverence.
I mean, we used to give him a hard time. I think we owe him an apology, man.
Well, coaches get better.
The blocked kick stats are crazy. I know that was their first special teams touchdown.
He's a lovable guy. I'm watching him work out with no shirt on. I have an affinity for that now.
Do you think you could do more than he was doing on those little
No, that's a tough one.
Right. I don't even remember what that exercise is. Is that like a trap raise or something like that?